Okay. Can I, may I speak to that, Mr.
Yes,
Chair?
Lydia.
Yes. So it has been my experience that the committee, something's passed by an entire advisory committee of the board would supersede a new business motion, regardless of having had it moved up on the agenda.
Mr. Chair?
Chair, point of information from Janet Case.
Well, since we...
Mr. Chair, if I may respond.
But first of all, I want the Secretary, if you can recall, what did we vote on? How did we amend the agenda, Madam Secretary? What did we vote on to put on the agenda, and how did it read?
One moment. What I have is move the governance motion and the discussion on bylaws and then the item that Serene has on the agenda.
That's how we voted on it.
After the minutes approval, that's how I have recorded it. But I also have a point of information.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. Janet Kay, what's your point of information?
So Serene is referring to a motion, and the only motion that I was aware of that was part of the email that she sent to request a discussion of the bylaws amendment was a motion to get unanimous consent to change the bylaws timeline before the July 31st deadline. It was sent on July 30th, and there was no unanimous consent. So that motion, to me, does not apply in this case.
Okay. Point of order.
Serene, what's your point of order?
Okay. That is, first of all, not a question. She said she had a point of information. That is not a question. That is her opinion, which makes it argument and should not take precedence over me as the person who actually brought the motion to this committee tonight.
Okay, yeah, Janet.
I certainly did not make a motion by email. I made a request by email some 7 days ago.
Okay, Janet.
So, again, point of information.
What is your
question? I don't
know
the motion.
Janet, could you just clarify? What's your question, Janet?
Okay. What is the motion that is being addressed? Because there's on the agenda, there's nothing. I do not recall receiving a motion. So I don't know what motion Serene is referring to.
Serene, you want to briefly respond to that?
Okay. First, the motion to amend the agenda was made by me to bring the amendment of the bylaws timeline to this body right after minute. I certainly did not make a motion to bring a governance committee motion, which was not even on the agenda the last time I saw it. So that was not the motion on which we voted earlier tonight. Let's be clear. That's one.
What?
Number two, in the email on I think it was the 30th, I proposed a new timeline for the bylaw amendment process, the second round. That is the motion that we are to be discussing tonight. I don't understand where the confusion is.
Okay, once again, I'm going to go, I'm going to have to go by the records that we have. Janet Kay, could you repeat what did the body vote on to add to the agenda, and then we'll go by that again. I assume you took the, what did the body vote, and how did it read for us to amend the agenda, and that's what we're going to go by. Could you repeat that again? As it relates to this item in terms of the bylaw.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Janet Kay?
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. To move the governance motion and the discussion, the item that was item 6A, discussion on the bylaws amendment timeline after the minutes approval.
Okay, so then that's what I'm going to go by, just about the body vote upon that terminology.
That was not the motion that was made, though.
Serene, you can make a substitute motion, but I'm going to go by what the Secretary is saying, how the motion read. So we're going to start
point
with
of information.
The,
Janet Kay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Was that motion, that amendment emailed? Serene, did you email that?
Serene, did you email that?
Did I email what? What are you talking about?
Okay, we're going to proceed with the orders of the day. We're going to go by the way Janet Kay read it, and we're going to start with the governor's motion. Now, Serene, if you want,
I fail to understand why, if I said at the beginning that I was in a car about to go through a tunnel, the member could ask me, that the secretary can ask me to email the motion.
Okay,
what's happening here?
No, we're going to go
in the interest of time. Let's just go. Let's move.
I'm going to go by what the secretary officially say how we amended the agenda. So we're going to proceed with the governor's motion. Lydia can make that motion for the committee if you want to make a substitute motion or however you want to do it. But that's how I'm going to proceed based on what the secretary is saying that the motion was.
Well, the
amendment to the agenda was. I'm sorry?
Point of information, Benito.
Okay, Lydia, you want to present the motion?
Tony, point of information, this is Benito.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, am I to understand that we have 25 minutes for both items?
I understand we have 25 minutes on the total item, subject matter.
On both together?
Yes, both.
Okay.
Okay, Lydia, you're going to make the motion? Hello? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Sorry. I'm just pulling in, so I can't read the motion. I have to look it up. But anyway, so the issue is that was raised on the governance committee and that Serene had raised correctly online was that the carts were not running yet at the various stations, so that the notice period, which this is also part of the flawed bylaws because it doesn't allow time for anyone to post it on the websites or anyone to actually put together a cart. Another bylaws amendment needed for that. But nevertheless, the notice period, which is 45 days for the listeners to be made aware of bylaws amendments, should have started on the notice day, which was last Friday. And the carts clearly have not been running. And so the motion on the governance committee was to extend the notice period, that is not the day by which you have to have your bylaws in, but the day by which the listeners are made aware of the bylaws on the Pacifica website, and according to when these carts start, and that the full timeline would be adjusted accordingly. So that's what was passed by the committee. And I'm just walking in, so I'll get on my computer to get George's exact language that he sent out.
I can read it if you like, Madam Chair.
Does everyone have a copy? Has it been sent out in writing?
Brian has it.
Appendix C. It's Appendix C.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Point of information here, Carolyn?
Yes, Carolyn, what's your question?
Are we talking about one station, two, four, five, or what?
It was all the stations. None of them were running until tomorrow. But
none of them, or one of them, did you say? No, one. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
None of them have been running until tomorrow.
None of them. Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's not have a dialogue on that. Okay, so Lydia, you are making that motion.
Information?
Yes, Adriana.
And Serene for the staff.
I want to know. Janet K for the staff.
You had a point of information, Adriana.
Yes, I want to know if the executive director don't send the information or send the request, and the general manager knows what is going on and what's the reason. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and shall I answer?
Yeah.
Okay. The notice of the bylaws cart language was sent to all five units, general managers. the day that I received it, which I'd have to go back and look in my, that was in time to be on the air when it was determined. But it, quite frankly, I believe it fell between the cracks. I have no other, I mean, I didn't receive any reports back that people weren't running them until this most recent discussion for the meeting tonight.
Okay. Can we get this motion officially before the body? Lydia, were you making that motion? And do we have
yeah, I can read it now. I just walked in, so I have it.
Yes, this Lydia.
Okay.
Who is that?
This is Serene. I'd like
you
to
have a point of information or a point of order?
I have a statement because I think we're framing the entire issue improperly.
Okay, first of all, let's let Lydia put the motion on the floor, then we can get you on the stack.
I've heard four people speak to it so far without the motion on the floor, but I'll
I entertain points of information. Okay, Lydia, could you state the motion?
This is approved by the Governance Committee on August the 4th. It's Appendix C in everyone's agenda. And it reads, the Governance Committee received information that not all stations had begun broadcasting the notice of proposed bylaws amendments on the notice date. As a consequence, the required 45 days of notice would not have occurred by September 14th, the present end of the notice period. The Governance Committee recommends that the date for completion of the notice period be set to 45 days after the ED notifies the board that the stations are in compliance with the bylaws mandated notice requirement, that the date for the PMB to meet to consider the bylaws amendments be set for as soon thereafter as feasible.
Okay, did you motivate that motion? Do we have a second to that motion, first of all? We have a second.
It's a committee motion.
It's a committee motion. It doesn't need it.
Okay.
Did but
you
I would like
briefly
to go
motivate
on.
That, and then we'll put Serene on. Do you want to motivate that, Lydia, and then we'll put Serene on?
Yes, I would like to motivate it, and, I mean, I motivated it before. It's just that all we need now, based on information that I have gleaned in the past 24 hours from our executive director, is confirmation from the various general managers, but one, that the carts will be starting tomorrow. So I would like to give it an extra day and make it Saturday and extend the end of the notice period by that many days, which is a week and a day, 8 days.
Okay. And then the first person we have on the stack is Serene.
Point of information, Jana Kay.
Jana Kay, what, you had a point of order? What was your
point of information? So,
what's your point
Saturday,
of information?
Can you, I would appreciate date Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just want to motivate what's on the floor right now, which is just the Governance Committee motion. My 8 days is not in there, so I will send that when that's ready. Right now, the motivation for this is obvious, just that the carts weren't running. And that I profoundly believe, as I said the other day, it's because there's no built-in time period for carts to be developed or for websites to be posted in the bylaws timeline. So that's something that we need to amend in the future for sure. But that's the reason.
Okay. First person we have on the stack is Serene.
I have a point of information. How much time is left on this?
I didn't hear you. What was the point of it?
There's 5 minutes remaining.
How much time is what?
5 minutes remaining.
5 minutes remaining.
Amazing. I want to bring a substitute motion and a motion to extend because we're not going to be able to resolve this in 5 minutes.
We're going to have to take one motion at a time. What motion are you making for it?
I would like to put the motion with the alternative timeline that was sent to the board on the 30th. Sorry, that's because my phone is dying. Can you hear me now?
What motion are you making?
The motion that I sent to the board with an alternate timeline on July 30th. I don't have it in front of me. I'm driving. The motion essentially says, let's restart this second round of bylaw amendments. And while someone digs up that language, which was in an email that the secretary sent to the board today, I'd like to motivate it because, as I said, the phone's dying, and I'm away from where I need to be.
Can we get a second on that motion?
Can we get a second on the motion?
Yeah. What am I seconding? Extension of time?
No, this is
we're
Mark.
Getting a second on Serene's motion as a substitute. Do I get a second?
Margie is seconding.
Okay. Serene, you want to motivate?
Thank you. The bylaws require 45 days notice. We know that effectively that did not happen in this round for any number of reasons, and we don't have to get into that why now. But instead of simply tinkering with it, extending it on, quote, the back end, you know, which does not allow for any additional bylaw amendments, although right now nothing is happening to them anyway, my recommendation is instead of just tinkering with the thing, restart it. Allow time for additional bylaws. I know I have some. I know someone who I generally don't see eye to eye with on a number of things also has at least one. And in arguing for the committee motion, Lydia herself pointed out that there are a number of things. There are some glaring problems in our bylaws that we need to fix as soon as possible. Therefore, my recommendation... Did someone say something?
No.
My recommendation... I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's strange because no one said anything. You're still
on. Oh, okay. I'm
saying
okay,
you're
sorry.
At time.
Sorry. May I finish the sentence?
Yes.
Tony? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
So my recommendation is that instead of adjusting everything by 3 or 4 or 5 days, let's reopen it even for a week. I think I'd initially proposed August 17th. But let's, a week from today, August 13th, and restart it properly then, instead of simply adjusting the voting date, but not providing an opportunity for people to actually provide additional content, which we all agree. We may not agree on how to solve the problems, but we know that there are problems with certain areas of the bylaws.
Janet Kay for the staff.
Okay, Janet Kay.
So, I oppose the substitute motion. The notice date that was passed, approved by the PNB, was July 31st. There were 7 proposed bylaws amendments that were sent in and posted to the Pacifica website per the process on Friday. And so it's already happening. This is already, and actually I heard a cart on KPFA today for this. So it's already in motion. I support the original motion, Governor.
Anyone else for the stat?
Serene would like to rejoin if there's an opportunity.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to this substitute motion? Okay, then, Serene, you have some...
Okay, thanks. So let me point out that the bylaws say that the notice date is 45 minutes. 45 days before the first vote. It doesn't say approximately 45 days. It doesn't say at least 45 days. It says 45 days. So we're already, this round of amendments is already out of compliance. It has already failed. Nothing is happening. It's on the website, but nothing begins until we are ready with the proper announcements, and we were ready with the proper announcements from the very beginning of this process, as I pointed out about a week or so before we got there. Nothing is happening now. We're not running a clock. Nothing is happening. 45 days means 45 days, not about, around, any of that. 45 is 45. So we need to go back and observe 45. I don't even understand why there should be a debate about reopening. About reopening the opportunity for bylaws, because nothing's happening now. This round is already failed. It's already out of compliance.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so number one, it was noticed on the website. Number two, unless someone can point out to me when we have verified the carts, we may, you know, by that standard that I am not confident that we did, because it's impossible to create a cart the day that you post it at midnight to the website. And so by that standard, we're not eligible to have a second ballot. So I would just say what we need to do is not tinker any more with it, other than the fact that since it's been brought to our attention, that we remedy the backside of it and simply extend the 8 days, because everyone has assured us they're going to have the carts running this weekend. So by most of them have said by tomorrow. And one, we will, John will make sure has it by Saturday. So I strongly recommend that we do that and not just keep revisiting, because then we're going to have, it's getting very, very difficult. Now we'll have to contact everybody that we got has just made those cards and say, oh, don't run that anyway. Redo all of your traffic scheduling and go back, because we won't have this, because now we're coming up with a new timeline and it creates more chaos on the website. And why? All we have to do is extend the back end of it, leave the posting the way it is, and just change those last few days, get the carts running. The stations are so much, and all of us are so much under stress with having to have these elections, which, you know, at KPFK it's over 100 candidates, and we still don't have the rest of the stuff posted, blah, blah, blah. There's so much chaos going on that I think it's an inordinate amount of dysfunction that we would add to it. It would just be a simple thing at 8 days on the back end.
The rain for the staff.
Anyone else who want to speak to this issue that hasn't spoken? Okay, Serene, where are we on the time?
So it's a little contradictory for Lydia to raise
Janet Case. Can I get on the stack?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Who is that? The one who's on the stack?
Janet Case.
Okay, we're going to hear from Serene, and then I think you said Janet Case.
Thank you. It's a little contradictory for Lydia to talk about what's happening at the stations and how difficult it would be, because last night she actually proposed a third round of bylaw amendments, and I thought 90 days of card play, you know, in these few months would just be way too much, so I objected to it. Not last night, the night before when we met. And the issue of getting the recording and so forth in place, that was done last year when we did it, and we didn't have to have five people record the same card. We had one person record it, and the audio, you know, to the station. And that can be done ahead of time. So, yeah, it doesn't require intense labor, or we can certainly eliminate unnecessary labor. And the fact is, we are extending the timeline. We're just extending selected portions of the timeline, which I don't think is appropriate.
I think, Janet Kay, did you want to go on the stack?
Yeah, I call the question.
Time is up. You don't need to call the question.
The time is up. Does everyone understand we're going to be voting on Serene's substitute motion? I assume everyone received a copy of it, and everyone understand what we're going to vote on. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the substitute motion?
Allen. Can't hear you. Burden.
Sorry, Allen says no.
Allen votes no. Burden?
I pass.
Burden passes. Steve Brown?
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Kesney?
Pass.
Kesney passes. Coleman? Can't hear you. Diaz?
No. Coleman votes no.
Coleman votes no. Diaz?
No.
Diaz votes no. Edward Steekert?
No.
Edward Steekert, no. Coburn, no. Lane Ewart?
Abstain.
Lane Ewart, abstain. Mark? Can't hear you. Medina?
Mark says no.
Mark votes no. Medina, sorry.
Pass.
Medina passes. Norman? Oh, I'm sorry. Rabin? Okay. Reyes.
Pass.
Reyes passes. Roberts.
I'm sorry. Did you call me?
Yes.
My battery's in. Of course, I vote yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker.
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson.
I vote yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Sorry, Brazan.
No.
Brazan votes no. Burden, you passed.
No.
Burden votes no. Castanets. You passed.
Yes.
Castanets votes yes. Medina, you passed.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Reyes, you passed.
Yes.
Reyes votes yes. One moment.
What's the total vote? I'm chairing. What was the total?
I'm counting right now.
So who's winning?
I have 5 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
How many no's? I didn't hear you.
9. 5 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions.
Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes, so that's 6 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions. Fails.
Okay, that the substitute motion fails. We move on to the main motion. Everyone understand what the main motion is? You should have received a copy of it. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the main motion?
Chair,
I have a personal privilege, please.
I'm sorry? This is
can we make a point of personal privilege?
I didn't.
I got a point of
Lawrence. Lawrence is trying to get your attention. I'm trying to get a point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege, Serena?
I'd like to vote now. My battery is going to shut off.
What? Are you voting?
No.
Okay.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I just wanted to hear the synopsis of the motion, if possible.
Lydia, do you want to give a brief synopsis of your motion?
I'm just going to read it. It's simpler. The Governance Committee received information that all stations had been broadcasting the notice of proposed bylaws amendments on the notice date. As a consequence, the required 45 days of notice would not have occurred by September 14th, the present end of the notice period. The Governance Committee recommends that the date of completion of the notice period be set to 45 days after the executive director notifies the board that the stations are in compliance with the bylaws mandated notice requirement, that the date for the PMB to meet to consider the bylaws amendments be set for as soon thereafter as feasible.
Okay, Madam Secretary, you want to call her off?
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Burden?
Yes.
Burden, yes. Azan?
Yes.
Azan, yes. Steve Brown?
Yes.
Can't hear. Steve Brown, yes. Castanets?
Yes.
Castanets, yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Coleman, yes. Diaz?
Aye.
Diaz, yes. Edward Seekert?
Yes.
Edward Seekert, yes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart?
Abstain.
Lane Ewart abstains. Mark?
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina?
Yes.
Medina, yes. Reyes?
Yes.
Reyes, yes. I have Robert says no. Tucker? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
I'm going to abstain.
Couldn't hear you, Wilkinson.
I'm sorry. I'm going to abstain.
Wilkinson abstains. One moment. Okay, Tucker, didn't hear you. Oh, maybe he's gone. Okay, let me count. 12 yes, 1 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman, yes. So that's 13, 1 2. Passes.
Okay.
This is Janet Kay. I move to extend. May I extend 20 minutes to be able to do the Financial Committee motion and the Election Committee motion?
I thought we have to go straight. I think we have to go to the executive report according
what?
To the agenda.
Executive
I'm
moving
to extend this item. This
item was on the bylaws. You're trying to extend. We already voted on the items on the bylaws.
No.
Extending, Janet Kay.
No, I'm extending. This is part of the committee. Oh, you're right. Sorry.
No, we're not there yet. Yeah.
Right. Sorry. No. Never mind.
We're going to turn it back over to Lydia, and I think we're going
That's
to
correct.
The executive director's report. Okay, Lydia.
Okay. So now, John Prophet, are you still on the...
Absolutely.
One more time. Ba-boom. Okay,
sure.
You're on.
Well, as the board is well aware, the major concern here at the national office over the past weeks has been the financial situation for the foundation. And to bring us up to date, I've asked our interim controller, Efren Larinas, to come on and give us a brief summary of the way things stand right now. Efren, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Chair, I have a point of information. This is Lawrence.
Yes. No, I'm not the chair. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Chair? Lydia, is that okay? I just simply want to ask the executive director, was there a written report sent out?
No.
Okay, thank you.
This is Margie. I want to move that we extend the open session, which is supposed to end in 5 minutes. Am I right about that?
No.
No, it ends at 8 p.m. Pacific on our agenda.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. I think, so you can hold it till then and then.
Okay, very good. Sorry.
I'll put you on the stack at 7:59.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Efren, you can proceed now.
Yeah. It is not a surprise that the funds of National is currently very low. We do not, the National
Point of
Office
personal
alone.
Privilege. Personal privilege.
Sorry, Janet.
I can't hear.
I know that. Please, wait till you call on you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Even if it's a point of personal privilege, you need to wait till I call on you.
Okay,
Efren.
I'm sorry.
Efren, are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay, then you will just have to simply speak up, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You can proceed, Efren.
Okay. The funds of National Office is currently very low. We do not have funds that should be sufficient for 1 month operations. And
Efren, I'm sorry, we just can't hear you. Can you speak up?
Just
Yeah. Project from your abdomen and project to the back of an auditorium, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Our funds are right now very low. We do not have the funds necessary for 1 month operations, and that is not yet considering the negotiated monthly installments to our old vendors. Our collectibles right now is $446,000. From all the stations. Central services until July, not yet collected, is $336,000. August, KPFA has advanced their August central services, so we expect to collect for the rest of $80,910 this month. For the healthcare, the stations are supposed to remit to us almost $30,000. National Office advances the health care for all the other stations except for KPFA, and we need that $30,000. Tomorrow, KPFK is remitting $23,000, and I have already deducted that from the almost $30,000 we need for the health care. The fund drives of the other stations some have completed, some are still going, I understand. But the general managers I talked to also mentioned that the results are not yet even sufficient to cover their payroll and the current vendors, meaning they may find difficulty settling their obligations to the national office. We need to have reserves for the salaries, for health care, and the stations are suffering from the same. They need to have their reserves at least 3 months for payroll, health care, and rentals. That's the financial situation right now. The stations are having difficulty raising the necessary funds. And of course, if they don't have the funds, they cannot settle their obligations to the national office.
Are there any questions for Efren at this point before he goes on?
Tony, Norman. Norman,
and
Tony,
Norman. Janet Kay. Janet Kay.
And Alan for the stack.
Okay, well, hold on a second. John, how do you want to handle this? Do you want to proceed with questions to Efren, or you want to finish your report and have questions at the end? How would you like it?
Let's go ahead and take the questions for Efren if we could.
Okay. Janet? And who was there someone else on the stack?
You didn't hear Tony? Tony?
Okay. Janet and then Tony.
Well, I just would like to request something in writing.
And Alan for the stack.
To the CMB from either Efren or
yes.
John Proffitt. Thank you.
We will actually have a written report, but Efren was actually working on this material to the very last moment this afternoon before the call began.
Alan for the stack.
Thank you. I heard you, Teresa. So Tony and then Teresa.
Yes, this is Tony Norman from WCSW.
Hello,
so,
Tony.
How's it going? Do you have any, what's your, I guess I'm directing it to you, Efren, as well as the executive director. So what are you recommending on the table that we do in the short term? What's your recommendation and to deal with this situation?
Well, right now for WPFW or for the rest of the stations, we really need to resort to cost cutting, which I understand is already being done. Some station, I think one station is going to reduce the number of work hours to further reduce their salaries expenses. I'm not sure how that will affect the productivity of the Pacifica Foundation if everybody will be cutting the number of hours of the employees.
I think the issue, of course, is cost reduction, and because the revenue is in such a tight bind over these summer months, all of us are anticipating that things will improve as we move into the fall. But right now, these August drives are very, very short of the goals.
Janice Lane, you are to the stack.
Okay, next is Teresa and then Janice.
And Lawrence to the stack, please.
You know, I have one point. I remember several years ago when we were in Berkeley and we hired Goalbusters, and I wanted Goalbusters to share their information or work with all of the stations, and yet we decided that only Berkeley would have the use of their services. I would like Berkeley to please tell the other stations what they learned from Goalbusters. I think that might help. Number two, I would like the stations to get together on vehicle donations. If KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico, can make $125,000 in 1 year in vehicle donations, certainly KPFT in Houston, which is a very vehicle-oriented and some of our other stations can make a lot more money with vehicle donations if we apply certain formulas to how we ask for vehicle donations. Third item is, I guess my question for our executive director is, do you not feel authorized to take money from one place and spend it on another to make those decisions without coming to the board?
Yes. The problem is that quite literally, and I think everyone will give you specific details, there has been only one, over the past couple of months, one source of money that has been tapped by several stations, and that is the bequest to KPFA. And that has been a lifesaver for several things, including our ability to pay the Armenino auditors to start the 2014 audit.
Okay. Well, until some of the stations either pare down their staff, I mean, let me ask you this, one more question. This is my final question. Who is paying Central Services right now? Is KPFT current on Central Services payments?
Yeah, KPFT is current. As well,
and are
not
we
only
current
in
on
Central
our
Services, but also in health care.
Okay.
The reimbursements of health care.
So are we behind? Is KPFT behind in anything?
No.
Okay, so KPFT is current.
Current.
Okay, and KPFK still has not made any arrangements to make payment for national. Central Services payments they haven't made in 1 year.
It's almost half a year right now.
So half a year, KPFK has not paid any Central Services.
They have paid, but what I'm talking about is the balance. The balance of unpaid Central Services. It's half a year.
Well, I'm telling my executive director to do what you need to do. love to hear what your solutions are. I had two solutions right there.
Janet Kay to the SEC.
If I may suggest something, I don't know if it has merits.
Efren, hold on a second. Who is timing the speakers? Brenda?
Brenda signed up to do it.
Brenda, are you there?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm here.
Because that was way over time. Okay, can you please make sure that the...
90 seconds.
Thank
Got
you.
It.
Okay. Efren, respond briefly, and then we go on to Lawrence, and then Jen.
I'm sorry, I was missed on the SEC, Madam Chair.
Yeah. 3 years ago, each station took care of its fund drive, receiving calls. But subsequently, the stations started to engage the services of call centers. I do not know if it is advisable to go back to the previous practice, or should we continue engaging the services of the call centers? They cost a lot. That's my only comment.
Thank you. Okay, Janice and then Lawrence then.
I have a very short question. I appreciate the report that's been provided, and while I also appreciate a short-term solution, at this juncture, I would ask the executive director and the interim CFO to present a three-month plan, given the report is... in relationship to summer drives, which are often less lucrative than fall drives, having a three-month window that would take into account fall drives would allow the board to have more information on which to make a longer term or present potentially a longer term solution, even if that is extended to a longer term shortening of staff hours and or other tightening of the belt. So month by month, I believe at this time is not most effective for the organization or overall.
Right. No, I agree.
Thank you. And some of these questions that are coming
are specific to John rather than Efren. Lawrence? Lawrence?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. So I got two questions. The first one's for Efren. And so how much does, you don't have to say East Station, but how much does KPFK pay in central services? And then I have a question for Mr. Prophet.
KPFK pays $36,800 a month.
A quarter?
It's supposed to be paid. That is based on the prior years. I understand it was the average of last 3 years monthly central services. Because in the past, central services were paid as a percent of the listener support collections. And then
Thank you, because you're going to cut into my time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know how much. Mr. Prophet, in regards to, I know it's you know, we don't have any revenue right now. And, you know, we can't cut our way into prosperity. But are you looking at cuts?
Well, there are some.
Unfortunately, yeah, there are some
things that I'm actually cannot speak about except in the executive session that are underway. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Point of information.
Certainly,
Janet.
Janet, can you let him answer the question first?
Oh, sure. I'm not hearing very well here, so call on me when you're ready.
Well,
okay, I will. Go ahead.
I was pretty much finished with the answer, saying that yes, the cost cutting measures, including reduction of station expenses, is absolutely on the table, and many of the local station board finance committees are dealing with this issue right now. They have the templates for their 2016 budgets, which envision, you know, matching things to a very serious reality of reduced income to each station. So in the longer term, I think that there's a discipline being applied to the budgeting process that will reverse the past year's tendency to be, shall I say, overly optimistic on revenue projections, and then we fall short. I'd rather have a very serious revenue projection for each station that we, you know, have a better chance of meeting. And that way, you know, basing the budget expenditures of each station can be done very realistically, although it will involve making some serious cuts if we do that. That's the long term. Short of finding improved sources of revenue, and I'll remind the PNB that we made a recommendation last month about that very issue, which we're trying to come back with a revised explanation of that proposal from the affiliates group, which is another potential source of additional revenue for the foundation. Working to improve the technique of fundraising on the air has been almost like a catch-22 situation, because the fund drives have been falling short, so stations have sort of logically extended the fund drive to raise more money. But extending the fund drive results in listener fatigue and people tuning out. I mean, we know that the number of, for instance, this very stark statistic that the current election system has brought to us has been the decline, the precipitous decline at every station without exception, of the number of paying members to the Pacifica stations. It's gone down precipitously with this the tallies coming into the stations for this coming election, and I can only ascribe that to being a statistic that reflects the fact that the listening audience is also down. I mean, listening audience and memberships pretty much track each other. The larger the listening audience, the larger the paying membership. The smaller the audience, the smaller paying membership. So we're down. And that trend has to be reversed, and as long as we keep extending the length of fund drives, and I, in my opinion, alienating many listeners with the extended fund drives, it's a difficult situation to get out of. There's no easy answer, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Point of information.
Okay.
I had a point of information.
Wait. Okay.
They're all points of information.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Okay. So I have Janice Coleman. I had Janice Coleman first, and then Janet Coburn, and then Benito.
I'm sorry. Point of procedure or?
And we're at time on this item.
Oh. Move to extend.
Oh, I haven't called on you.
Sorry.
Okay. Does someone want, Margie, did you want to move to extend?
Yes. And I'll second.
Okay, how much?
Well, at least 15 minutes. And
that is
enough.
No, we haven't heard from John yet. That was just Efren's report.
Okay, then I want to extend. I want to extend for half an hour, and that means delaying are getting into the executive session.
But are you mean extending the open session, or are you moving to just extend the ED report? What are you doing?
I am moving to extend the ED report for 30 minutes.
Quite frankly, may I interject? I don't think that will be necessary because other than this update on the financial situation, there's and the discussion there, too, there was not any other important aspect to my report, except to say that we are underway with the 2014 audit, which is very good news.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Then
but you're
I want to extend for 20 minutes. Then.
Okay, thank you. Because there are questions. There are other questions.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Benito
seconds. Is there any objection? Good. Okay, moving on. So who was so
I
had Janet Coleman first. Janet.
Yes, I wanted to.
Janet Kay, I'm sorry, point of order or something.
Okay.
May I?
Yes.
So you just
Janet Coleman had a point of information, but all of these the people who are on the stack have points of information. So
we don't know that until we hear it. What is your point of order?
That you can't jump a question with a point of information.
Right.
They're all questions. They're all points of information.
Right. I think it on procedure. This is Margie.
Well, okay, listen. I'm going to tell you as a chair how I'm defining it. The points of information have to do with procedure.
Okay.
I am not okay, and that
no,
is something.
No, that's parliamentary. That's a parliamentary inquiry. A point of information is a request for information.
I'm telling you how I hear this, okay? If you want to get on the stack to ask Efren or John questions, then you ask to get on the stack.
Oh, then I need to get on the stack.
Thank you.
But I think I should be pretty close to the top of the stack.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, Janet, I heard you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And Benito, did you have a procedural question of some sort?
No, not procedural.
You wanted to ask John? Wait. Benito, I'm still speaking. Did you want to ask Efren or John a question?
Yes.
Okay, then I will put you on the stack. Janet Coburn, you're next. Do you have a parliamentary question to ask?
No, but I
Thank
was
you.
On the stack. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, it will be Janice Coleman, Janet Coburn, and Benito Diaz on the stack. Janet Coleman, please go ahead.
Yes, my question to Efren and John, if he has the answer, is do you have a figure for what the call centers cost in relation to a volunteer tally room organization? I ask that because I think that if it is more expensive, I think we aren't even able to add in the losses that I know, how can I say, more than anecdotally creating a kind of big big financial losses for us using the call center beyond their expense. So I just, my real question is, do we actually know what the difference is percentage-wise? How much more it costs to do a call center than a volunteer group, which basically means you have to feed them?
Can I answer? Yeah. Efren has the figures on the cost of the call centers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, Efren will respond.
Okay. Okay. When I was the business manager at KPFK...
A little louder, Efren.
When I was still the business manager at KPFK until 2009, before I transferred to national office, our costs with volunteers were mostly on food.
Right.
In one fund drive, because food were also sometimes volunteered by the surrounding restaurants, bakeries, groceries. Yeah. We were basically saving a lot of money on food alone. So that instead of, before we used to budget $10,000 per fund drive, we were averaging only, I think, about $3,500 per fund drive. But uh-huh. If you talk about call centers, if I am not mistaken, it will cost you minimum of $40,000 per fund drive.
What?
If I remember it right.
Oh my
Do you have
God.
The current figures from KPFK?
40 or 20, I'm sorry. But I'm sure it's a multiple of what it will cost a station if they will hold their fund drives with volunteers and
yeah.
employees. It's a lot more if you engage the services of call centers. And last I heard, for call centers, some call centers do not really answer right away. You are a listener, you would like to contribute, you keep on dialing and you keep on hearing the phone, nobody answers, and you say, okay, I just forget it, something like that. Whereas, if it is the employees or the volunteers who are there in the phone room, they are more concerned with being able to answer right away, get immediately the calls, and receive the pledges. That's one difference between attitude towards work between a call center and employee of a station. I'm talking of KPFK when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence, to the sack.
Thank you. It's a no-brainer.
Indeed.
Get rid of those call centers.
Okay, Lawrence. No, I'm sorry. Janet, Kay, and then Lawrence. And then Benito, and then you'll be next, Lawrence.
Okay, so first I have a question about, because Goldbusters was mentioned, and is it appropriate for me to respond because...
Just speak.
This is a vendor.
Speak, you've got 90 seconds.
Well, okay. So from the experience that we had at KPFA, the return on investment of using Goldbusters was not very good. Then another thing I wanted to know was whether, John, you have been looking into a plan to develop unpaid staff more. And then the final question is, what are your plans for doing your own fundraising for Pacifica?
I'll answer the last one first. I would love to be out talking to people to raise money for Pacifica, but I've been kind of tied down here dealing with this crisis. And that's I don't mean to sound flip, but it really has been a trying time that has sort of focused me here on this on the ongoing problem with the foundation finances. So yes, I would love to be out. I've made a couple of telephone calls working with general managers already, which I actually have netted some modest success, and hope to and plan to expand that quite a bit going forward.
And then the unpaid staff.
I'm not sure what you mean by developing unpaid staff, using unpaid staff more. I think that's inevitable. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Benito and then Lauren.
Okay, so number one, I just want to comment. I agree absolutely with Ephraim about these call centers. But my question was to John. Something happened and I couldn't hear what you were saying about something was going down. You made a comparison that when we started doing X, Y started going down, and I just couldn't hear it.
Yeah, what I said, Benito, was that the tendency over the past couple of years of Pacifica stations, without exception, to first point, fall short of the goal of their fund drive, second point, to then extend by several days or several weeks that fund drive to try to make up the shortfall. It's become a catch 22, because by extending the fund drives, it appears as if we're driving listeners away. You get a certain amount of fatigue, listening fatigue, to membership campaigns, and they simply tune us out. So the tendency to extend a fund drive is driving away the people who are giving, who would otherwise give us money. I think that's a pretty sound conclusion from actually looking at the results that stations are getting.
Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Yeah. Last year when I was on the board, I asked the question to the CFO at the time, how much did the call centers cost? And from what I understand, it was in the $39,000 to $47,000 range per fund drive. And also that they charge 99 cents per minute as they're taking the call. So it's not a good investment. And, you know, we should continue to depend on our listeners, you know, to get additional training to be able to modernize our phone rooms. Now, Ifrin, the $36,000, is that across the board for all stations, or is it just the biggest stations like KPFK as compared to KPFT, for lack of a better comparison?
Yeah, because, of course, we need to consider the goals of each station. So that amount could pertain to the bigger stations. Because the lower the goal, the lesser the number of days to do fund drives. Some stations in the past would last for about a month in one fund drive, the regular fund drive. But others, they
spend
that number of days.
I'm talking to central services. Is that $36,000 across the board, or does it differentiate between how big a station is and how small a one is?
Oh, I think both of us misunderstood the question.
Okay. For the biggest bringer of central services before was KPFK. That's why they were assessed $36,800. And then the next was KPFA. So they were assessed the next higher. It all really depended on the annual listener support of each station that they collect. As I mentioned earlier, it was a certain percent of their listener support income. That's why the one station right now is paying $11,900, one is $16,900, one is $15,300. All depends on how much they were paying in the last 3 years. That's the average monthly.
Depends on how much they were raising in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Pardon?
It's based on how much it's based on listener support in prior years.
Well, let's get one example. We were talking earlier of KPFK. So if they were paying $36,800 as average for the last 3 years. Can I use my calculator?
But Efren, the formula is a fixed percentage of the average of prior year's listener support.
Right.
It's not based on what central service payments were in prior years. They correlate, but it's derived from that.
Yeah, they correlate because central services is a percent of the listener support.
Right.
So whether you use the listener support which they collected or you use the central services which they paid, you would still arrive at the same percentage. Because central services, on average, is 18.5% of the listener support. So if you're talking of 1 million listener support, then you're paying 185,000 in central services. So no matter how you compute it, it's still a percent. So if in the last 3 years you were paying 185,000 per year, you divide the 185,000 by 12 months, and that is what you will be paying every month.
Okay. After Adriana, I have a question as well. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes.